Good morning, it's Passionate Lover here, audio booing you on what is a somewhat crisp yet gloriously sunny Thursday morning. It's Thursday the 4th of June, and it's voting day for the local elections, and I'm just booing really because I'm kind of wanting to ask you all to make sure you go out and vote and use your voice. Don't let the last few weeks of the MP's expenses row colour you, stop you from believing in the democratic political system, and therefore stop you from going out to vote, because there's a real danger that we could, by default, we're not going out to vote, allow right-wing extremists into the very grassroots running of our country and into our local councils. Of course, I'm referring to the BNP, the British National Party. They've been quite clever this time around, trying to present themselves as a party of the people, and that they're a party of all British people, whether they're white or not. They say if you're born in Britain, you're British. Well, let's face some facts here. There's been a lot of undercover reporting done over the last few weeks, with the videos showing that the BNP haven't changed their stripes. They're still as hardline and racist as always. And to let them in to our county councils would be a disaster, and would surely be the beginning of a mirroring of what happened in Germany. Don't forget when Germany was on its knees after World War I and was financially broken. The National Socialist Workers' Party came into power on a manifesto of German jobs for German people and making Germany free of external influence and making Germany great. Now, if you transpose the word Britain and British onto the words German and Germany, there's not really much difference between the National Socialist Workers' Party and the British National Party. So, booers, please make sure you go out today with your electoral card to your local voting station and cast your vote. Don't cast it for anyone in particular. Vote for who you believe will do the best job for your local council. And whoever wins, you could be satisfied that you had your say and you are entitled to complain and politic your elected representative, whether it be the one you chose or not, because you had a say in who was chosen. If we all just idly sit by and do nothing and allow extremists in, then really we don't have much of a say. We don't have an excuse to argue, because we'll have let them in by inaction. So go out and vote today. Use your voice. Have fun.